Welcome to Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolibova, that love coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and back due to traumatic relationship or childhood trauma in their past, which has caused them to see themselves not in a bright light that makes them people please and not show up the way they know they are capable of showing up. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can guide other women through online coaching, which is that deep down what they are feeling they really want to do instead of sitting in their corporate job. Each week, I will be offering an interview or an idea that will support you to leave behind what isn't serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself, to uplevel your life, is now. Hello, hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I am your host, Petya Kolibova, and I am bringing you this short and life-changing episode because it's something that I have just realized in such a different dimension and deeper level this weekend when my friend Chanel Rivera was hosting her retreat here in Las Vegas, and I had the honor to be a guest speaker there and doing guided meditation and speaking with the women. And what I have realized is we have such a trouble to receive and to slow down in nowadays, especially as women. You know, we are in such a doing mode and always going and always doing and hustling and taking care of not only of our dreams, but our family, friends, and really building the life of our dreams. Well, what happens is that we are always looking outside of us for things to fall into the place so we can feel abundant and feeling that we have a rich life. And we are blocking the abundance from coming in. Because what I realized is we have such a hard time to receive. We are givers, we are doers, we are recovering people pleasers, many of us outsourcing our worthiness and looking for validation in others. And we really don't take time to slow down. Many women think that when they have the business strategies, they will finally find their peace and they will finally be in a place they're feeling great when they have the money, when they have the time, when they have the freedom. Well, the thing is that all of these things really start within you. And what I mean is you get to learn how to receive first. You get to learn how to serve yourself first. That's why I'm always preaching about the morning routine. And the morning routine, listen, it can take 5 minutes, but you really get to learn how to serve yourself first. And we will go into the cliche, mind, body, spirit, because you cannot live a fulfilled life when you just block it. And when you just put it into, oh, I will do just the mind, I will do just the body, I will do just this. How can you serve yourself? Ask yourself, how can I serve mind, body, and spirit today? And it can be your intention for the day in the morning when you wake up, just really asking these reflecting questions. I ask my clients, you know, separately when we're on the one-on-one coaching calls, I ask them, what makes the biggest difference? And even when I give them the strategies for their business, for their life, for their social media, how to attract their ideal clients, how to structure their business, all of these things to really go from the side hustle and playing it small into the full mode of CEO to live a life filled with freedom and fun and traveling, the one thing they always tell me that makes the biggest difference is the reflecting questions. Because I reflect back to you. I'm not here to tell you, do this, do that, and then your life will be working. Girl, you're not broken. You don't need anything to be fixed. What you need to really find is the trust in yourself your intuition and start asking yourself really powerful questions. So how can I serve myself today? It's such an important question, because then you can look into it, mind, body, and the spirit. And you do this in the morning. How can I really serve my mind first? I can read one chapter in a book. And then how can I serve my spirit first? And it can be meditation. It can be prayer. It can be really just connecting with yourself and going within, meaning you can just connect with your breath and be still. Even the stillness, it's a doing. Because if you're anything like me, you are like an energy ball and always doing something, and then you're feeling tired in the end of the day. So really the spirit can be just stillness. It can be prayer. It can be meditation. Hey, babe, I hope you are having absolutely incredible time listening to this podcast episode. And thank you for your patience as I'm interrupting the flow of this episode. However, I want to share with you something super exciting. I've been listening to your feedback and your DMs. And what I heard from you is that you are missing this sustainable support, not just feeling high vibe in retreats and conferences and listening to the podcast. You want something that it's really sustainable, that it's going to help you to be creating this momentum. You are craving the sisterhood of women who are no drama, no cattiness, but really want you to rise. And the strategies on how to manifest your dreams and goals and truly live in alignment with who you really are and creating the impact. If this hits the home, I created a mastermind for you. This is for women who are really ready to uplevel their life and having the sustainable support in every area of her life. I'm opening the door in February and I would love to have you there. Check the link in the show notes and I'm excited to see you there, because girl, you truly deserve to have it all. And then for your body, it can go back to the breath work. It can be really just connecting with your body and checking in. When is the last time that you really check in with your body? Hey girl, how are you feeling? Where do you feel the tension? When would you like to relax a little bit more? Where in your body you are feeling stress and you're feeling anxiety? Where in your body you would like to release and surrender? So you can just really connect with your breath and do like a body scan, or you can do yoga, you can do stretching, you can do workout, whatever it is. And when you can do this in the morning, the first thing in the morning, how can I serve myself today? Mind, body, and spirit. It's so powerful, because then you really created this beautiful protective energy shield around of you. Because I know that many of you are empaths, many of you are intuitive. You can feel other people's energy, and sometimes you are just tired. Sometimes you're just tired to perceiving it all. So creating this routine, it's so beautiful. And I saw it in the women, my friend. She had almost 30 women in the room in her retreat. And when I was speaking there, the first thing that I did before I spoke, before I did the guided meditation, I took my Bali oil, I put it in my hands, and I asked them, are you open to receive? And when they opened their hands, I just gently rubbed their hands, I massaged their hands. If they look into me, I look into her eyes, or maybe they had a closed eyes, but I tell them just to say in their mind, in their heart, I trust and I'm open to receive. I trust and I'm open to receive. I trust and I'm open to receive. And then when I was looking at them, in my mind, in my heart, what I was saying, I love you, I see you, and I receive you. And they didn't know. They didn't know what I'm saying in my mind. But the energy shift in all of them was so incredible. One woman right after my meditation, she came to me and she was like, I can go home. I got everything I needed. Because just the reminder that you are truly worthy of receiving and being seen and being loved and being heard, it's so powerful that it will just go in all of the areas of your life. So I'm really curious, how are you going to serve yourself today? I would love to hear that. I can wait to hear in your stories, in your DMs, let me know, how are you serving yourself today? And in a case that you are still feeling this feeling that you're alone, that you don't know even where to start, how to start, what to do, girl, I got you. I created a Meant for More mastermind for women who know they need and want in their life this beautiful, sustainable support. They want the strategies and they want the sisterhood on how to rise in their life. Make sure to check the link in the show notes and join me and this high vibe tribe of women who are here to support you, not just to give you a hypes, but to truly be there and have your back when you need it the most. Know that I see you, I love you, and I receive you.